Okay, here's what this is. John's contract is up at the end of the year. We have several choices. Renew. We got an updated price from John's. Change of service. That being containerized trash. And or changes to the way we pick up leaves. Or let it expire, but before then, bid it out. Those are our three choices. Public Works Department, reading social media last fall, would like to survey the community relative to how pickup leaves and preference on containerized trash pickup. That would entail some money and proper survey design so that we get a good sample and ask the right questions. So it's direction to council. Alderman Mayor.
I've not heard any complaints. In fact, I think John's does a very good job. That doesn't mean we can't renegotiate or go out for bids, but I have not heard any complaints about wanting recycling every week, and I've not heard any complaints about persons wanting their own recycling container. I think
Trash
containers, right. Thank you. I think that's a matter of personal responsibility. Headed into this budget cycle that we're going into, I think this is something that should stay the same and not increase. If we can renegotiate, that's fine. But I don't see us making any changes and expanding anything either way, especially with the budget coming up. And I think this should be listed in the budget coming up as potentially, if we don't approve expanding, it should be listed as one of the cuts that we're making.
Okay. Remember, this is a separate fee on your bill.
Right.
This is that 140.
Fees are taxes, sir.
Yeah, right. Alderman Barber, then Alderman Taylor.
Didn't it also include picking up the recycling every week?
Could do whatever you want it to be.
I mean, that was one of the...
whatever you guys want it to be. Or whatever you want to ask the citizens about. Is that it? Alderman?
My comment regarding the service is it's been very good. Neighbors have been very happy with it. I personally, the other one prior to you, we won't mention any names, garbage cans would be in the ditches, strewn all over the place. The staff has been excellent. They've taken care of everything. A couple neighbors have added, they've come back to do additional pickups. I live on North Cape Road, so I have nothing but good things to say about your organization. And that's it.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. John's has done a wonderful job since they've been here. Like I said, complaints, have been so minimal. People definitely like the quality, so I would definitely not go out to bid. I would renegotiate. I haven't had complaints about, maybe there's a few people that want every week, but I have never been asked that. Mm-hmm. Regarding, we've talked about this before, and the mayor showed up to our Public Works Committee meeting regarding going to an automated trash container. Some people have only certain size garage. Some people, it's becomes a personal matter. Some people have just bought garbage cans and things like that, and now you're going to say, well, nice that you spent the money, but you're going to get this instead. So I don't think we change anything. I don't think we double the cost. I don't think we spend the money for a survey. I think it's if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And no one's clamoring here saying that there's something wrong. So I would leave it exactly the same and renegotiate with John's.
Alderman Taylor.
That'd be my motion.
That's a motion?
That's a motion.
Second.
I'll second it.
Discussion.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Alderman D'Andrea.
Since I have my hand, the only issue that I've heard.
I wasn't going to miss you.
I know. The only issue that I've heard is the schedule of the pickup for leaves. Usually that first pickup is before even the leaves are falling. And so
we can fix that.
We've had that discussion, and I think that things can be pushed around to, based on what's happening in real life out there. Okay? If the leaves haven't fallen yet, there's no reason to have a leaf pickup. Let's work with the city to change that schedule. Okay. Other than that, I'll follow tune with the rest of you guys. don't, I mean, I could afford my own garbage can, and I think the majority of people can. I don't think I want to pay continuously for a garbage can that might cost me $100, where I'm going to end up paying for it $100 a year. I think I can manage that now.
Well, just so everybody's eyes wide open, this came from, this started with leaf collection and people saying, why can't I just push them to the curb? Well, so you all know what the answer to that is. It's because in our rural cross sections, pushing leaves to the curb isn't. It's pushing them into a ditch that now you got to clean out and then clean out the culverts, and you can't pick it up easily. That's one of the big things. And we're fortunate that John's picks up the bags. People don't know this, but they take them back to their recycling area and rip each bag open at the everyday low, low price. Relative to garbage collection and having automated pickups, Franklin likes its trash. And once you put a single bin out there, that's all you get. You don't get that extra bag. You don't get that ironing board and all the rest of that. That stuff stays behind. And that would make a lot of people really upset in the city of Franklin. So I think the direction I'm hearing is a good direction.
When you have a party and you have your garbage can full and then you have the other black plastic bags, it doesn't work that way.
I'm not allowed to have parties.
Right.
Anymore.
Well, I'm not saying I do, but I'm just saying in general that.
Okay, so the motion is to direct staff to negotiate an extended contract with John's Disposal with no change in service. Is that your motion?
Yes, correct.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried. Item G7 is the financial report. Mr.
Motion to receive and place on file.
Second, but with discretion.
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm got in there first, so Alderman Wilhelm.
The Finance Committee wasn't able to meet. I think there's some items that staff needs direction. They didn't get direction last month. So with that, I'd like, Paul, mainly for you to focus on the capital improvement projects. I know that the Pleasant Hills Pavilion is one of those. I know that the park departments is looking for land. I'm wondering what are projects for the police department projects that are on there, where these matches. Are we going to need borrowing? There was a discussion about interfund borrowing, and so maybe you could address those so we know where we're going with this.
Mr. Ratzenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I appreciate the Common Council would like to dispense with this as quickly as possible, but I would direct your attention to page 98 in your packet, which is the Capital Improvement Fund. And I would remind the Common Council that the current year budget, the 2017 budget, had an $8.5 million borrowing included in that budget to fund the projects in that plan for the year. Where we are at this point in time, the amended budget had a $26.1 million expenditures anticipated. Finance Department has looked at where we are, what's been approved, and what's likely to occur, and we expect total expenditures to be only $4.4 million at this point. That can obviously change at the direction of the Common Council. But if, in fact, that we do spend the $4.4 million, we will need to borrow some funds as there are insufficient resources in this fund to fund the projects which have been approved and been begun. The current projected shortfall is just under $700,000. And we could operate in a, this was an item for discussion at the Finance Committee meeting, but the Finance Committee did not get a chance to meet this past week. We could, in fact, do some interfund activity on a short-term basis to deal with the issue, but by year-end, we're going to have to do something. And I'm looking for some direction in the Council, either this month or in the very near term, to give direction as to what your pleasure is relative to your original action and adoption of the budget to where we currently are. So the balance of the financial report, I think, speaks for itself, but this is a matter that does require some attention.
Alderman Willow.
I guess I like the idea about the interfund borrowing, and I'd like to hear more about it to make sure I'm not making a wrong decision. Can you talk about how much you would think we would need for that and how you would go about doing that?
Well, my current projections would have the fund in need of about $700,000 in resources. I would make an advance from the debt service fund because it has tax levy resources that could then be used to finance that in the longer term. Eventually, those funds would have to be repaid by something, and the capital improvement fund has no real ongoing revenues, so we'd have to put that refund, that borrowing from a fund that does have revenues that could then be used to repay that borrowing.
Okay, and then the other option, if we went with the larger borrowing, you'd want to increase that because it wouldn't really be worth it to do the smaller amount. Is that correct?
I would not recommend to the Common Council that the city borrow money that it doesn't have a need to spend, because you're just going to needlessly pay interest. As preliminary projections are being put together for 2018, there are, again, a large number of projects which will likely necessitate some type of borrowing. It's also TID 5, if that development agreement advances and gets approved, there will be a significant borrowing associated with that. So we could tack onto that borrowing what's required in this particular fund, and we should know as the fall goes together. It's just, it takes 60 days to put a borrowing together if we're going to do a formal borrowing. We could also go to the bank and borrow money on a short-term basis from the bank and then refinance that with a debt offering that at a later point in time.
Suggestion either way on what you think would be better?
At this point in time, my recommendation to the Common Council would be for myself to do some interfund borrowing on a short-term basis. As the 2018 budget begins to crystallize, we can then take appropriate action as the borrowing requirements come into focus.
I guess we'll see if anyone else has anything. I could make a motion if you want to suggest how that would be while you hear everyone else up here.
The $700,000 shortfall is a net result of projects authorized and in the works without funding, or is that anticipated spend?
The $700,000 shortfall is a result of approved projects that are...
Purchase orders issued?
No, there have not been purchase orders issued for that. We have $1.8 million for the City Hall project, which was the HVAC. If those funds weren't spent, I'm including those funds as being spent in requiring this $800,000. It's unclear as to when those funds are going to be spent. But as I talk to other staff members, it's anticipated that project will be advanced for approval before the year is out.
What other projects are out there that have yet to be?
I've included some funds for the bridge in the River Park group because that we have... spent money on engineering, and that project is ripe for approval. There are $250,000 worth of projects in the police department that are currently have purchase orders outstanding, and we're just waiting to be billed.
That's done, then.
So the projects which have not been undertaken, the City Hall project is the primary one, and the pavilion at Pleasant View, which was approved for additional work at the last Common Council meeting, but no contracts have yet been let on it.
Okay.
Which
Alderman
would
Mayor.
Address your impact fee issue. Right.
That would be partially offset by impact fees, but I have considered that in the net balance of requiring $700,000.
Alderman Mayor.
Mr. Otzenberg, you directed us to page 98, and then you mentioned the $700,000, but I can't see that on there. Where would we?
$700,000 does not appear on that page. What does appear on that page is the second column called the amended budget. Okay. And included in that amended budget is the $8.5 million borrowing that's there. As then I go through and adjust this particular budget to projects which I believe are either going to be approved or have been approved, that's how I adjust this from to a point where we're going to spend only $4.4 million and require $700,000 in borrowings. And I apologize that it's the projection is included in the packet for the finance, which all the Common Council members did receive last week. So if you look at their agenda item related to bonding strategies, those details are included in that packet item, including the individual projects.
So do we have to make a decision on this tonight?
You do not have to make a decision on that tonight. I wanted to be sure that I alerted the Common Council so that we didn't come to you in the future with a borrowing requirement and you say, where is this coming from? I wanted to give you a heads up that this is definitely on the radar screen as something that will be required in the next 60 days.
At our next finance meeting, which we do have three aldermen that sit on that committee, correct?
We do have time to vet it through the next finance committee meeting. We would have to get a bonding authorization in one of the September meetings in order to be able to complete the bonding by the end of the calendar year.
TIF number 5, that is the Ballpark Commons area, 76 and Rawson, correct?
That's correct.
I know we approved it, obviously, but to my knowledge...
You've created the TID, but that's the only approval that's been given so far.
Okay, that's kind of my point, my question. We created it, and then these numbers appear. Do we get a chance to review that? Do we get an explanation of that at some point? Mm-hmm.
So I don't have the page numbers, but for those of you who are following along, there is a page that's called Tax Incremental District, Financing
page,
District Number 5.
Page 92.
Thank you, Alderman. It includes appropriations for $11.2 million in spending. None of that has been authorized yet by the Common Council. So those projects and contracts would be brought to you for approval after such time when they are ripe for that matter.
So we approved it, and then it gets set up with an amount that is a reasonable amount? Or how does that $11.2 million get set up?
The appropriation was included in the 2017 budget as the TID district was approved in September, I believe, of 2016, and had project costs for the first year of $11.2 million. And so we included those appropriations in our budget so that they would only require a simple majority in the part of the council to approve the contracts and begin the spending. If we had not done that, it would take a budget amendment to create those appropriations, and that requires a two-thirds vote in the part of the Common Council.
And who comes up with that $11.2
million? That was included in the project plan as submitted by the developer and approved by the Common Council and then the Joint Review Board.
Okay. Yeah, it's just curious that once we create the TIF, it didn't come back to us after that, to my knowledge.
The creation of the TIF, in fact, included these expenditures.
Okay. Okay, so this is all going along as normal. It's all in the process. What's the next step for this then?
The next step would be the developer's agreement. Come back to the Common Council for approval, and if the developer's agreement were approved, my understanding is then there would be a letting or a bidding process for contracts. There's streets, sewer and water, and other improvements in that area, many of which will require city assistance.
But nothing above the $11.2 million, it all comes from in there?
These were all preliminary projections that were put together in this, I'll call it the fall of 2015, spring of 2016. As you're aware, there have been a couple of presentations to the council on the adjustments to the TID plan, and as we get closer to an approved final developer's agreement, these numbers will change. I just don't know by how much.
Okay, so it will become before us when it's more finalized then, when we see exactly what's going to be spent for what, where, and when, and how much, and...
All of that will come back to the Common Council.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Let us
know. What did I miss?
We're going to vote the motion to receive and place on file.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Move on to G8.
I make a motion to go into closed session.
Let me read it.
Yeah.
Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub E to consider terms and negotiation of a development agreement with JAMS IP LLC for the Interstate Partners LLC Commercial Light Industrial and Distribution Development on Southwest Corner, 27th Street and West Oakwood Road. Actually, it's west of there. For competitive and bargaining reasons, and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion is approved to go into closed session. So we ask you all to leave and please take whatever it is that you brought with you. It is 8:44. We are back in the open session. Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Mayor, potential motion for the Common Council would be a motion to approve a tax incremental district number 4 development agreement between the City of Franklin and JAMS IP LLC, a designated Interstate Partners LLC entity, or any other designated by Interstate Partners entity, that last phrase in parens, subject to format and content changes approved by the Economic Development Director, the City Attorney, and the Director of Finance and Treasurer. The approval being subject to the adoption of the necessary budget ordinance, which is the next item on the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on that motion.
And included in that motion is that the immediately following the name of the agreement, which is to include a $980,000 development incentive payment from the city to support the project.
That was your motion?
That's my motion.
Alderman Dandria.
I second.
Let's save some time, Madam Clerk. Roll call.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion approved. 5 ayes, 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. We move on to item G9, an ordinance to amend ordinance 2016-2240, adopting the annual budget for TID 4 for the City of Franklin for fiscal 2017 in the amount of $980,000. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion is approved. 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. We move on to item H1, licenses. Alderman Taylor.
Okay, first one, we have approved pending plumbing and orders being completed. Then we have Bianca Bolin, hold for appearance. Jody Isaacson, hold for appearance. Amanda Julian, approve of the letter. Daniel Cooper, hold for appearance. Corona, approve. Then we have Robert Krisovic, deny for reasons of habituality due to the substantial what?
Related to the
substantial, yes, having to do with what their job is. Then the rest are all approved. On the front page, second page, all approved. That's the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item I-1, vouchers. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with the ending date of August 1st, 2017, the amount of $980,311.78, and payroll dated July 21st, 2017, the amount of $414,900.24, and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $459,917.22 plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll for August 4th, estimated the amount of $366,000, and payments to the various payroll deductions in the amount estimated at $219,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax payments and refunds with an ending date of August 1st, 2017, the amount of $371.64.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Second.
Discussion? There is no discussion. All those in favor signify saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.